From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Heavy rainfall early this morning has killed at least 16 people in southwest Arkansas. From member station KUAR in Little Rock, Chris Holloway has details.
The victims drowned after a slow-moving storm system dumped several inches of rain over the Ouachita Mountains overnight, swamping the Albert Pike campground. Governor Mike Beebe says up to 300 people may have been in the area, and it's not clear how many people still may be missing. National Weather Service spokesman John Robinson says the National Park campground, about 75 miles west of Little Rock, is prone to flooding.
Streams in that area, the rivers and the creeks, are what we call flashy. In other words, they're subject to flash flooding where the water comes up quickly and goes back down relatively quickly as well.
The American Red Cross is sending aid to the area, and the Arkansas National Guard has sent a Black Hawk helicopter to assist in search and rescue. For NPR News, I'm Chris Holloway in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Weather is delaying the rescue of a 16-year-old California girl adrift in the Indian Ocean. According to a spokesman for the rescue effort, a French fishing boat has been expected to arrive tomorrow but is likely to be delayed. Australian search teams have spotted the solo sailor's damaged boat adrift in 30-foot waves. Abby Sunderland set off distress signals yesterday after weather damaged her vessel, breaking the boat's mast and knocking out satellite communications. Sunderland told searchers today she is okay with a space heater and at least 2 weeks of food. President Obama is urging Congress to pass a $30 billion measure designed to funnel more money into the hands of small business owners. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on the initiative.
The president's plan would take money left over from the bank bailout fund and direct it to community banks, with an incentive for banks to lend that money to small businesses. Mr. Obama first raised the idea in his State of the Union speech. He again called on Congress to okay the plan after a White House meeting with small business owners.
We've been hearing from small businesses that want to retain and hire more employees, but they need additional credit. And we've been hearing from small community banks that want to lend more to small businesses, but they need additional capital. So this bill helps fulfill both needs.
The House Financial Services Committee approved the small business lending bill with no Republican support last month. It's expected to come before the full House next week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is saying she would like to see unlimited liability for companies that cause major spills like the one involving oil giant BP. Pelosi at a news conference today noting the current federal law caps liability at $75 million for economic damages beyond the direct costs of cleanup, and said she would support legislation eliminating the cap.
Looking at the size of the damage and the rest, the scope of this whole thing, that there's why should there be a cap?
Senate bill that is being debated would increase the cap to $10 billion. Industry reps say that's too high. On Wall Street, a positive end to the week for all of the major stock market indexes. The Dow rose 38 points. The Nasdaq was up 24 points. This is NPR. Authorities in Mexico City say scores of people were killed in ongoing drug violence there today. In the worst incident, at least 30 gunmen are reported to have burst into a drug rehabilitation center in a Mexican border capital, opening fire and killing 19 men and wounding others. There were also at least 20 deaths in another drug-plagued northern Mexican city. Killings mark one of the bloodiest days ever in Mexico and come just weeks after authorities discovered 55 bodies in an abandoned silver mine, presumably also victims of the country's escalating drug violence. A Massey Energy coal miner has been ordered back to work temporarily in response to a whistleblower complaint filed with the Labor Department. A federal administrative law judge ruled the miner was likely terminated because he repeatedly complained about safety problems at a Massey mine. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The ruling reinstates Ricky Lee Campbell to his job as a coal shuttle car driver and roof bolter at Massey Energy's Slip Ridge Cedar Grove mine in West Virginia. Campbell had claimed that he was fired because of his complaints about faulty brakes and pedals on Slip Ridge shuttle cars, as well as a newspaper and video interview about danger at the Upper Big Branch mine, where 29 miners died in a massive explosion April 5th. Campbell had worked at Upper Big Branch just before the blast. Federal Administrative Law Judge Zane Gill said the safety complaints at Slip Ridge alone and the hostile response of mine managers are enough to justify reinstatement. The Labor Department has until the end of July to file a full complaint and seek Campbell's permanent return to work. Massey Energy continues to claim the dismissal was justified and will appeal the ruling. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Businesses boosted their inventories in April for a 13th straight month. The Commerce Department says inventories rose 0.4% in April. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.